We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Hei, in middle of paragraph Yud Dalet, the subparagraph, Ve'al Kein Oimrim B'Soif Nila, page 196 on the right-hand side. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we've been saying till now, we could understand why, at the end of Ne'ila, we say one of the major arousing, inspiring moments of Yom Kippur is when at the end of Ne'ilah, the entire shul, the chazan says, Hashem Hu Alekim, seven times, and the people repeat it seven times. V'al kein oimrim b'soif Ne'ilah, Hashem Hu Alekim, sheva pomim. Why? Ki Hashem Hu Alekim, hainu shehashem ve'alekim, shehem b'chinas toiro utfila, zeranpin umalchus kiyadua, koilochad. These two names, Hashem and Elohim, which represent Torah and Tefillah, they represent Ze'er Anpin and Malchus, we're saying that they are one. Now we know that Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei is used throughout the Zohar HaKodesh, throughout Sifrei Kabbalah, to represent Torah. When we're speaking about Torah versus Tefillah, or when we're speaking about Ze'er Anpin versus Malchus, Yud Kei Vav Kei is used to represent Ze'er Anpin, or it's used to represent Torah. Whereas Elohim usually represents the female side, Kaviyochel, whether it be Bina, whether it be Gvura, or whether it be Malchus. We know Rabbeinu Zal in Torah Dalet and Likutei Moharan quotes the pasuk Ve'Elohim Malki Mikedem. Hashem is my king, and it uses the name Elohim. So we see that Elohim is Malchus, which we've learned is synonymous with Tefillah, and Yud Kei Vav Kei represents Torah. And when we shout Hashem Hu Elohim, we're declaring, we're announcing that we realize that these two are one. We've brought about the Yichud of Torah and Tefillah. Ki zeichen la'asois mi Torah Tefillah. We've been zeicha on Rosh Hashanah throughout Aseres Yimei Tshuva to make from Torah Tefillah. Shai dezeh nichlol in Torah Tefillah betachlis hayichud kanal. That's what makes that Torah and Tefillah should become one, be unified. V'al kein oimrim Hashem hu elikim sheva pomim. Now we could understand also why we say it seven times. Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ze bechinas ha-tefillah, because the number seven represents tefillah. Bechinas, the famous pasuk that we have, Sheva bayoim hilalticho al mishpatei tzidkecho. Hashem, I praise you seven times over your Torah, mishpatei tzidkecho. We know the Gemara in Bracha says that this pasuk refers to the seven brachas that surround the Kriya Shema. In the morning we have two and one, in the evening we have two and two. A total of seven. But in any case, we see that Hallel, which is the concept of Torah, is referred to, Hallel, which is the concept of Tefillah, is referred to by the number seven. V'chein ha-Torah hu b'chinas Shiva. And the Torah is also a concept of seven. K'mo shekosuv, chotzva amudeho Shiva. Kaviyochel Hashem has carved out its pillars, its seven pillars, the seven pillars of the Torah. We know that it's brought that the Chumashim, Bereshis, Shmois, Vayikra, and Dvorim are considered one book each. The book of Bamidbar, which we happen to be in the middle of right now, we just finished the holiday of Shavuos, is actually looked upon sometimes as three books. Because you have that small chapter, Vayihi ben Soya Ha'oro in Vayomer Moshe, which is surrounded by those upside down nuns, that's considered a chumash unto itself, in a sense. So that what's before it is a chumash, that's a chumash, and what's after it is a chumash, making Bamidbar three books, you have four and three is seven. Rav Nosson Zal says now, Vizehu Sheva Bayoim Hilalticho Al Mishpatei Tzidkecho. I praise you seven times a day over your Mishpatei Tzedek Shehu HaTorah. Ki Kula Chad. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at this. You see, it's all one. Ki HaTfila B'china Sheva Bayoim Nasa Me'atorah Shibachinas Mishpatei Tzidkecho. Because the true tefillah, the best tefillah, is tefillah that's made from Torah, from Mishpatei Tzidkecha. V'zeh b'chinas, and now we could understand another item that's mentioned in the pasuk, mezukok shivosayim, purified, refined, seven times. Shivosayim means 7 times 7. Sheva pa'omim sheva, shayidei zeh nichlal, sheva misheva. This is the concept of 7 being brought forth from 7, the 7 of tefillah being brought from the 7 of Torah, umeirin ba'arboim v'tisha shari tshuva. And these 7 lights of tefillah multiplied by the 7 lights of Torah give us a total of 49, which are the 49 paths of tshuva, which correspond to arboim v'tisha oisiyos hashvotim, the 49 letters of the names of the shvotim, shehem b'chinas tehillim, which we said corresponds to the book of Tehillim, which is the essence, Shubachinas Tfilois Hanas Mitoirois. Tehillim is one of the greatest examples of Tfilois that were made from Torah. The 5 books of Tehillim corresponding to the 5 basic books of the Torah. V'oz Niskayim V'hoyo Or Alavono Korachamo V'orachamo Yeh Shivosayim. And then is fulfilled the pasuk that says that the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun. Tefillah becomes like Torah. And the light of the sun will be multiplied 7 times over. This concept of the seven which are tefillah, the 7 which are Torah, so that we see they're equal. And when they become one, it becomes 7 times 7, which becomes 49. Which is the full shlemus of tshuva. Our avodah in tshuva is to climb 49 levels. The 50th level, we know, Hashem comes towards us. That's the tshuva of Hashem himself. V'chol zeh zoichin b'yom ha-kippurim. And this is what we're zoichet to on Yom Kippur. Shehu b'chinas soid ha-yovel ha-godoil, shar hanun. Yom Kippur represents, symbolizes yovel, the 50th gate. We know that Yovel is announced, declared on Yom Kippur. Sheshom hu bechinas shofar gadol. We know that when we deal with the 50th level, the Shaar HaChamishim, Bina, that's also the symbolism in the great shofar that will be blown when Moshiach comes. V'hoya b'yom hahu yitoka b'shofar gadol. Shehu bechinas shaar ho'elyoin minun shaare bina. That represents the highest level of the 50 levels of Bina, the 50th level, Sheyasig Oisoi Moshiach, which is what Moshiach will achieve. We know the Gemara says about Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pasuk Vatechasreyu Me'at Me'elokim. Moshe Rabbeinu was missing a drop from being like Hashem Kavyachol. And the Gemara says this means that Moshe Rabbeinu achieved 49 of the 50 levels in his physical form. In his spiritual form, when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, he was nistalek. When a tzaddik passes away, we use the word listalek, which means to go up. He went up, which means he went up from 49 to 50. This is why it's brought, he was buried on Har Nevo. The word Nevo is nun bo. In it was achieved the 50th level, number one. And also the word neshama, it's brought, that the Hebrew word neshama is the letters Moshe Nun. That in the form of a neshama, Moshe Rabbeinu does achieve the 50th level. We know that it's brought ad ki yavoi shiloi velo yikhasamim. In the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave to Yehuda, from whom will come forth Moshiach, it says, until Shiloh will come, and to him will gather all the nations. The word Shiloi, Shin Yud Lamed Hei, is Bigimatria Moshe. And that's one of the nicknames of Moshiach. We know that Moshiach is going to work hand in hand with Moshe Rabbeinu. So here Rav Nosson Zal tells us that Yom Kippur, we know that Yom Kippur usually is referred to as Bina. Because Bina is, there are 50 levels of Tshuva and there are 50 levels of Bina, and these two go together. We know that the 7 levels of Chesed through Malchus represent the physical world that we live in. the 7 days of creation. So physicality is represented by the number seven. On Yom Kippur, when we're not physical, we don't eat, we don't drink, we don't sleep the way we normally do, etc., we become like angels, which means we go above the seventh level, we go into the eighth level, which is that Bina, which is referred to as Yovel Shar HaChamishim. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the word Yovla, Yud, Vav, Vez, Lamed, Aleph, is Bigematria 50, with the Koilel. Yovel, exactly. Because Yovel is the 50th year, the Jubilee, as they call it. So Rav Nosson Zal says that this is what we're zeichet to on Yom Kippur, which is the concept of the 50th gate. That's when we blow the bechina of the shofar gadol, the shofar that we blow at the end of Yom Kippur to announce the conclusion, which represents the 50th gate, which Mashiach will achieve. Sheyasig oiraiso datikos timo. Mashiach is the one who will achieve the highest level of Torah. Shemishom nimshach zeh hasechel hoemes lasos meatoros tfilos. And that's where we draw the wisdom to be able to know how to make Torah into tefillah, how to take what we learn and make it into a prayer. Through that process, by Jews doing that, that's how all the Jews will be zechut to return to Hashem permanently, eternally. The Shleimus HaTshuva. V'oz nivne partzuf hamalchus shiat tefila b'shleimus b'partzuf sholem shova kamoihu. And once we've gotten to the end of Yom Kippur, once we've done what we were supposed to do on Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yemei Teshuva, and we went through Yom Kippur, we did all of this combining of Torah and Tefillah, then the Tefillah, which is referred to as Malchus, achieves its Shleimus. It becomes a complete whole organism in a sense, which is equal to Torah, which is equal, the Shechina is parallel, equal to Zeranpin. Ki kemoi sheyesh beparzuf zeranpin shehu haTorah ramach evorim ushagidim. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, because just like within the framework of zeranpin, which is another word, a nickname for the Torah in our context, we know there is found 248 organs and 365 tendons, shehei mitzvah aseh v'lo yisaseh, which in the Torah manifest themselves as the 248 positive commandments and the 365 negative ones, kemoi kein yesh beparzuf hatfilah. Corresponding to that, in tefillah also, you have this setup. Ki mikol haramach mitzvah saseh v'lo yisaseh, oisin koimas hatfilah. Because it's from the 248 positive commandments and the 365 negative commandments, that's what we're building our Torah from. I'm sorry, that's what we're building our tefillah from. That's what we're making our tefillah from. Me'achar she'oisin me'hatoira tefila, since we're making Torah into tefila, u'mispalalim beprotius al kiyum kol mitzvah saseh, and we're begging Hashem in detail, mitzvah by mitzvah, asking Hashem to help us understand each one of the mitzvahs and fulfill each one of the mitzvahs. V'levli lavar chas v'shalom al shum lo yisaseh, and we're begging Hashem to give us divine assistance not to violate any of the mitzvahs lo yisaseh, not to go against any of the negative commandments. So we see that there is a direct one-to-one correspondence between the Torah and tefillah. Aval, however, Rav Nosson Zal reminds us once again that in order for a Jew to be zeicher to do this, in order for a Jew to get to the level where he can go mitzvah by mitzvah, line by line in the Torah, and make tefillah from it, speak to Hashem about every single mitzvah in the Torah, asking Hashem, help me study the mitzvahs, help me understand them properly, and most important of all, help me fulfill all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Aval tzrichin loze chidushei oiraiso datikos timo. Rav Nosson says, in order to be able to do that, you have to be able to connect to one of the highest levels of Torah, which is called the Oiraisa of Atikos Timor, the highest level of Torah. Leida Kishur v'chibur hamitzvois v'hamidois hakdoishois shel kol protea Torah. In order to be able to learn and understand the connection, between all the mitzvahs, how all the mitzvahs are connected to each other, and how all the midos, chesed, gevura, teferes, how all of those are connected and interplay with each other, of all facets of the Torah. Rav Nosson Zalman says, Lemoshel, for example, let me give you an example of this. Bezois HaTorah, in the chapter of Likut Imran that this halach is based on, for example, Mavoyer, in that chapter, Rabbeinu Zal explains, HaKesher Shel Sholosh Regolim, Shemeshabrim Sholosh Midos Rois. In that chapter in Likut Imran, Rabbeinu Zal teaches us how a Jew who shows the proper respect for the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, this will help that person overcome the three major desires. The desire for money, the desire, the illicit desire for women, and the desire, the illicit desire for food. Person wanting too much food or the wrong kind of food. Rabbeinu Zal here explains, for example, that Pesach is tikkun taivas mamon. Rabbeinu Zal shows us in the Torah that when Hashem said to the Jews that before you leave Egypt, I want you to approach all your Egyptian neighbors and get all their gold and silver from them in order that I should be able to fulfill the promise that I made to Avram Avinu that your children are going to be slaves, they're going to work very hard, but afterwards they're going to leave with tremendous wealth. So Hashem requested from the Jews to do this, and when the Pasuk tells us that the Egyptians lent the Jews their gold and silver, it uses the word vayash ilum, and the Gemara says bal korcham. The Jews were reluctant to accept it. They didn't really want it. And Rabbeinu Zal says this shows that this is part of the holiday of Pesach. The holiday of Pesach has a kedusha in it. It has a power in it to give a human being the strength not to want excessive money, not to want unnecessary or harmful wealth or money. Shavuos. We know Shavuos, the avoid on Shavuos, is that we stay up the whole night. We stay up the entire night studying Torah, etc., which means we are not with our wives. So Shavuos represents a night of total purity, a night of Torah, Tefillah, Mikvah, super high level of Kedusha. So the Rabbeinu Zal says there, Shavuos is Mesugal for Tikkun HaBris. We know on Shavuos also we eat dairy products in the morning, we eat milchiks, which symbolizes that the red, from red becomes white, from blood becomes milk. The blood represents the bad blood, the blood of tumah, for example, the blood of nida, chas v'shalom, which gets converted to whiteness, to purity, that concept of purity. And Sukkos, on the other hand, Rabbeinu Zal explains, Sukkos is tikkun achila, because the word ma'achol, which means food, the word sukkah is bigimatria ma'achol, which means food. And on sukkah, the main avoida is tied into the food, that we eat differently. We don't eat in our houses, we eat in the sukkah. So Rabbeinu Zal shows several ways there. So here Rabbeinu Zal shows us already how holidays are connected to taivos, to midos inside of a person. Shaydezeh nase yira, Utfila, and Rabbeinu Zal goes on to show in that chapter in Likut Imran that when a person is zoche to correct these three taivos, then the person is zoche to shleimus hayira and to tefila, because again we know that tefilos shachris mincha arvis correspond to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. There's a direct relationship between them. V'harchokos sholosh midos, and this helps a person to distance himself from the three worst sins, which are gilui arayos, shfichas domim, and avodah zarah, adultery, idol worship, and murder. All of this, Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 1 in the second half of Likut Imran. Rabbeinu Zal shows the exact relationships and connections between all of these things. V'la'asos Rosh Hashanah. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to show over there that a person who has accomplished all of this, that person is qualified to make Rosh Hashanah. He explains this there in that chapter in Likut Imran. U'besimen achar, and in a different chapter in Likut Imran, Mevoyer me'inyin tzitzis, ve'emuna, u'tfila, ve'eret Yisrael, ve'nisim, ve'etzois, ve'tikkun HaBris. In chapter 7, in the first half of Likut Imran, Rabbeinu Zal teaches us all about these things, about tzitzis, emunah, tefillah, eretz yisrael, nisim, etzis, tikkun habris, and shows how they're all connected. He shows the connections between each and every one of these things. V'chol zeh hu b'chinas kishurei hamidos. This is an example of connecting the different midos of Hashem and the different parts of the Torah, the different mitzvahs and midos, learning, studying the exact relationships between them, knowing how they're connected, how they're intertwined, how they work together. U'kemoikein, tzrichin l'chavein la'asleis mehem tfilos. And as we learned, once a person learns this, the person has to think about all of this and construct tfilos for this. Rav Nosson Zal gave us a fabulous sample of this in his Likutei Tfilos, where he wrote a tefillah on each one of these chapters in Likutei Moran. But a true Breslover who is learning Torah, any Torah, and especially Likutei Moran, as he's learning these things, he's praying for them. He's praying, Hashem, help me b'zecher to understand the mitzvah of tzitzis and fulfill it properly, and help me b'zecher to understand how tzitzis is connected to advice and to emunah and to tefillah and to nisim and Eretz Yisrael, to be able, even though I've studied those psukim, I've learned it, to be able to take it into my heart and to feel all the connections, to know exactly how it works. V'oz, and when a person is zecher to do that, to make tefillos from his Torah, Shnehem shovim b'koymosam. Then the tefillah and Torah are side by side. They're equal partners. V'ze ikar tikun halavana. And this is the main tikun of the moon. B'chinas tikun shel Rosh Chodesh, the tikun of Rosh Chodesh. Shezeichin b'Rosh Hashanah b'yoser, which were zeicha on Rosh Hashanah, which is Rosh Chodesh. That's when we achieve this to the highest level. We said again that the moon represents Malchus. The moon represents Tefillah. Dovra Melech. Do we say, when we say Kiddush Levana, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. The whole Levana is all about the Malchus, the moon. And when a Jew is Zeche, to connect these two properly and perfectly, Torah and Tefillah, that's Tikkun HaOlam. That's Tikkun HaBriya and Tikkun HaOlam, etc., etc.